Hi, welcome to English Marathon. This is Jeffrey. Hello, 大家好，欢迎收听英文口语马拉松。您正在收听的是每周一、周三、周五定期为大家更新的英文口语马拉松。我是主播叶童桥，坚持为大家提供地道、简单、实用的英文口语。And today is already day 111. 说着说着，那十一月就要结束了。那到年底或者月底的时候呢，总会有一个比较悲催的事情，就是这个总觉得身上的钱不够花呀，对不对？那今天我们就来聊一聊，要怎么样用上这些 smart money 为自己挣钱呢？ OK, the first expression is smart money. Smart, S-M-A-R-T. 这个字呢有好几个意思，比如说聪明、伶俐、漂亮，还可以解释为厉害。 So are you a smart person?相信在听节目的大家一定是 a smart person, OK? But what does it mean, smart money? 那 smart money, money, M-O-N-E-Y, 这个词这个短语啊又是什么意思呢？ Smart money 其实指的是那些有经验的投资商或者善于赌博的人所管理投资的钱，这部分钱呢叫做 smart money。 那 sometimes it can also refer to the people we're talking about。那有的时候呢 smart money 也可以直接指这些人啊。那接下来我们就来听一个例子啦。 Do you think the economy is heading up or down? The smart money seems to think that business will get better, so maybe it's time to put some money into the stock market.
这个人说了，你认为经济的前景会变得好呢，还是变得不好呢？
那些搞经济的专家们似乎认为商业会越来越好，所以现在可能是投一些钱到股票市场的时候了。
Just an example, OK, 这只是个例句啊，这不是建议。
OK, come on, let's listen to it one more time. Do you think the economy is heading up or down? The smart money seems to think that business will get betterSo maybe it's time to put some money into the stock market.
那把钱呢放在股市还是有风险的啊。当然如果跟着那些非常有经验的人 smart money 这样的人呢跟他们做，可能就风险就会小很多了。
And now let's have one more example about smart money. In the past, interest from my bank account was a good source of income to have after I retire.But interest rates are so low these days that I have to let those smart money people who handle mutual funds take care of my money.
这句话稍微长一点呢，那我们来先理解一下的意思啊。这个人说，过去我从银行存款所得到的利息和是我退休后很好的一笔收入，但是现在的利率那么低，我不得不让那些管理互助基金的专业人员来管理我的钱。
OK, 所以退休以后以前存钱还能挣钱，现在 No way.
Anyway, listen to it one more time. In the past, interest from my bank account was a good source of income to have after I retire. But interest rates are so low these days that I have to let those smart money people who handle mutual funds take care of my money.
所以学会理财也是生活的一个部分啊。
And now I'm going to introduce a very, interesting one to you guys.
那接下来和大家介绍一个非常有意思的习惯用语，叫做 mad money. Mad, M-A-D. M-A-D 表示发疯发狂的意思，非常的生气。那为什么要生气呢？或者说钱为什么会生气呢？ No, 钱是不会生气的。Mad money 是指年轻女子跟男朋友一起出去玩的时候自己藏的一点钱，万一她跟男朋友生气了吵架了，那她至少有钱或者是打出租回去啊。那现在呢 Mad money 的含义已经扩大了， Mad money 是另外放出的一小部分现金，准备在紧急时候用。那话说各位， Do you have mad money at home? 那大家是否有做这个 mad money 的准备呢？
Now let's listen to one example. The other day, we ran out of gas 60 miles from home. I had forgotten my wallet, but we were lucky. My wife remembered she had her mad money, so we were able to buy gas to get back home.
这个丈夫说了，那天我们在离家60英里的地方发现汽车没有汽油了，那天也忘了带钱包，但是很幸运， 太太记得带一些备用的现金，所以能买上汽油开车回家。Very simple. One more time. The other day we ran out of gas 60 miles from home. I had forgotten my wallet. But we were lucky. My wife remembered she had her mad money. So we were able to buy gas to get back home.
所以可以看出啊，这个 mad money 这个备用金的准备其实在生活当中还是非常有必要的啊。时不时经常会有这样的经历啊，比如说穿一件外套，手放进这个兜里的时候，哎，突然发现里面还有好多钱，那这时候就会觉得好开心，对不对？可能哎，做一点 mad money 这种备用金的准备也是好的。
Last exampleLast Saturday, my daughter was invited to dinner party and planned to buy a cake on her way. In a bakery, she found out that she had forgotten her purse. Fortunately, she had her mad money in her pocket to pay for the cake, so it turned out alright.
这位父亲说了，上星期六，我女儿的朋友请她去吃饭，她在去蛋糕店准备买个蛋糕，但是在蛋糕店里发现没有带钱包。还好口袋里有一些应急的现金可以付蛋糕钱，所以哎就没有事了。
One more time. Last Saturday, my daughter was invited to a dinner party and planned to buy a cake on her way. In a bakery, she found out that she'd forgotten her purse. Fortunately, she had her mad money in her pocket to pay for the cake. So it turned out all right.
那听完今天的节目呢，大家都应该要做一些准备，就是什么呢？随时随地准备一些 mad money 在自己钱包以外的地方， in case of emergency.
Alright, that's all for today. Thank you for listening.
那今天的节目就到此结束了，最后呢邀请大家听一首来自 Towers 的 Beat of My Drum， 也是今天的背景音乐。
See you guys on Friday. Bye bye.